What you doing on the AC, and this is Otaku News Reviews. I'm talking about Junshu X by Noriko Kurozono, Chapter 22, Days of Seeking. This chapter came out on August 27th, 2023, and it's the typical 19 pages. So where we start off in this chapter, it's been half a year, and now Xianghu can beat 100 Dishin Earth Spirits in about half of one Kuko, which equals to about an hour. And these spirits are even stronger than the Mushin Wood spirits that we saw him previously starting to fight. And we also get to see another technique, Xing Lu Pao, the Ascended Mountain Burst, and apparently it took Fan Ling 2 years to get to this point. So after this, he decided to go to Xing Ling Dong, the Cave of Jade Phantoms, and here, these phantoms could kill any other person, but if someone uses their Don Li, strikes them down, they can get use of their power, and they kind of look like stands. We see Bagua Dao Shizhen's is named Li Gong, and then Fan Ling's is Prince Neza. And it also alludes back to when we saw Long Hu's. That's the thing. I don't remember if he even said a name back then, but that's what we saw coming out of him and his last moments. That's all we see from Xiaohu's side. Then we cut to Chaoyun, who's being chased by Baguo Dao Shi Li's Hua Jiu Fire Dove, which, I don't know, the way it cuts, it makes it seem like that's his phantom, his stand. I don't know, it's gonna be hard not to refer to these as stands. And it's still filling up the water, and it's pretty much just leaving like, you gotta toughen up. That, which is kind of lame. It feels like it's really making Xiaoyun be like a joke, kind of. But he might be badass when he comes out of this. I don't know. It's really quick. It's literally like 2 pages. Then we cut to Julie's 2 pages, which is him learning about Leon Shishu, which is necromancy. But instead of learning how to bring the Jiangshi back to life or create them, he's just going to learn how to control them, since apparently creating them, that knowledge has been lost. Then, cut again, 2 years have passed, the 2 years we were waiting for. We see a glimpse of Baguo Dao Shi Dui on some kind of ape thing. That's it. We don't really get any information besides that. Then it cuts again to Baguo Dao Shi Xun using a technique to fight some Jiangshi called Feng Da Ta or Wind Hatchet. Sounds pretty cool, but it's in order to make sure he protects the village's cute men. It's like, okay, sure. Then he's approached by Xiao Xing with what looks like a shadow or a glimpse at some kind of giant Jiangshi. We don't get a clear look at it, but this does mean that they were able to break the seals without needing Lady Juoton. So the Shilei have gone. That's it, to be continued. I feel like the next time we see Xiun, whether it be right away in the next chapter or sometime in the future, he would probably either easily defeated this or was easily defeated, and this is where, you know, our three main protagonists are going to pop up to show how strong they've become. But I don't know, it's the whole chapter was just a quick, like, this is what happened over time skip, and I like it. I wish there was still been more, but I'm kind of pleased with like how this went, how this was done. It's kind of weird that it just randomly shows two Baguo Dao Shi without actually showing who they are or what they're doing. They're just like, here's two more. They're up to something. Okay. But it was a decent chapter. I guess this next part of the story has officially begun. Start next chapter. But yeah, last thing, of course, the title. It's just a glimpse, a quick, just like fast forward through like their days of sinking power by training, just all that. Somewhat of a poetic name, not such a straightforward name for a chapter. I like it. Cool. More thought being put into it, but that's it for this chapter. Let me know what you thought, if you like this kind of time skip montage in a way. Still don't really know too much what Chaoyun's doing or what's going to happen with him, but everyone else seems like they're going to come out of this really badass and beefed up. I'm personally really looking forward to Julie, but let's talk about what you think. You can leave a comment. You can find me on social media, The AC Stories. Email me at theacstories@gmail.com or join my Discord. And also, if you want to help support me in another way, I have a Ko-fi $1, $2 tier. Get shout out, exclusive Discord channel, access to my notes and any kind of bloopers or whatever. So yeah, if you want to do that, much appreciate it. Description will have all the links to all that stuff. But if you like what I say, go and give it a like. If you want to keep up with me and more chapters of Junction X, go and subscribe. But that's all I have to say about this chapter. Until next time, I'm the AC. Thank you so much, and bye.